Thank you very much to agree to talk to us so early this morning. Could you explain to us what the Sports Foundation and you are launching today?
The Tony Blair Sports Foundation, this is a foundation we started about 3 years ago. We recruit coaches and officials and volunteers for grassroots sport, and we do that in a range of different sports. And what we're doing is we're running a kind of year-long campaign called Coaches for Clubs, which is to get people, you know, into grassroots sport in the advance of the Olympics happening next year, and you really use it to have the Olympics, as it were, as an inspirational moment to get people involved in grassroots sport. And the problem that there often is that there's a tremendous demand, particularly amongst young people, to play sport, but they often don't have the officials and the coaches and the volunteers they need.
How important is it that the legacy is of the Olympics is felt here in the Northeast?
I think it's really important that the Olympics isn't seen as just a London event. It's not. It's a huge national event. And one of the reasons why we wanted to do this here in the Northeast is to say we're part of this too. And, you know, the Olympics, I mean, I remember because obviously I was played a part in bringing the Olympics to the UK. It's going to be, well, it will be the biggest sporting event of 2012. It's a tremendous focus for the whole of the country. And it's important people in the Northeast also feel part of it and feel that they can use the Olympics as a focus, as a means of getting people involved in sport.
I suppose as well, in terms of the events, football's going to be played here in the region, which is quite fitting, really.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, people here, as I know, are passionate about their football, so it'll be great that happens here. But also, you know, sport today is, I mean, it's far more than just a leisure activity, right? It's a great health policy, it's a great anti-crime policy for young people, and things we do is we concentrate often in bringing coaches and volunteers into clubs in some of the most poor and disadvantaged parts of the Northeast.
I mean, we've had a few, going back to football, a few big homegrown transfers that have had massive fees of late. Do you think that's a way to really get that message across to people that, look, grassroots sport works?
Well, sport always happens at two levels, doesn't it? I mean, you've got the elite level, the people who compete in and play for big clubs or in soccer, or you get the athletes who are the ones who are able to turn in amazing performances and times. But for most of us, right, we just play sport, we enjoy it. And the thing is, there are lots of, I mean, for example, my foundation runs a primary school tennis competition. You know, we'll have about 12,000 kids competing in it this year. Most of those children would never have the chance to pick up a tennis racket, but for this competition. You know, we do a indoor rowing competition. We got 18,000 people take part. So, you know, I think this isn't, you know, really about the people that we're all going to see and applaud on the TV. It's about people down at the grassroots playing sport because they like it and playing sport because it's good for them.
How important to you are your Northeast links still?
Really important. I mean, you know, because I do this rollout in the Middle East now. From there now. I spend a lot of time out there. But the Northeast gave me everything I had in politics. I feel still a great sense of obligation and interest. So I love to come back. And that, you know, when I left office, I mean, I've got a range of different charitable activities, but the Sports Foundation I wanted to anchor here in the Northeast. And it's a really good way, actually, of you know, what we do is we bring people into grassroots sport as coaches or volunteers, officials. We pay half of the training. We also then help facilitate getting them into clubs where they can be placed and where they can participate in local sport. So, you know, it's you know, we built it up in this last 3 years, and I think we'll build it up further.
You mentioned your role in the Middle East there. Obviously, there's been a lot of discussion this week about how much Britain's involvement in what's going on in Libya is costing. Do you think it's important that Britain does continue?
The thing about the Middle East is, you know, you're involved in it whether you like it or not, because there's so much that comes out of there. It's such an important centre in the world, and frankly, there's no way Britain could ever isolate itself from that. So, I mean, I know, as I know from my time in office, these are often difficult campaigns and very difficult for the country as well as for the people participating. But, you know, I've never been someone who thinks that Britain should isolate itself from the world.
And obviously, you're quite famously a Newcastle United fan. Lots of discussion about transfers. Do you have any views on Joey Barton staying or going?
No, I think I'll leave that to the experts, actually. Although I think he's played fantastically well for Newcastle, actually, been a great player. So, but no, look, it's the one thing I realised when I was doing my job is that everyone had an opinion, and frankly, some of the opinions weren't always a great.